Hello, Joshua.
Yes.
Hi, thank you for patiently holding the line. I had the issue escalated for you. So I'm just waiting to hear back from the team. And what I'll do is I'll give you an update once I do receive an answer. Would you like me to go ahead and turn on your auto pay so that you're able to get the $699.99 in the future? Also, if it's a case that they do approve to add the $10 discount, it will show on the next bill. But I'm just waiting to get a response from the team, okay?
Yes, I'd like to turn the auto pay on, and my expectation is that this previous invoice is corrected. This was part of why I made the switch. Otherwise, I will go back to Time Warner.
Yeah, so you are going to get the discount. I'm just waiting to get a response from the team. And once they
Okay.
do make the change, it will show on your next bill. So instead of it being $69.99, it would be $59.99.
Okay, my next question is, I see that this due date is August 16th. What is the actual billing cycle? When will the future payments be, and for what service is it for? Because I received my service mid-month, so I don't see it being prorated.
Yes, so usually what happens when you do sign up for the service on the day that the services is installed, that is when the first payment is due, and that would be your billing date. So being that your due date is on the 6th, give me one moment, let me just to make sure. Your due date is the 16th of August, the 16th of every month, you'd have a due date for the $79.99. So you're not being charged for the internet that was used. You're basically getting charged for the internet that you're about to use.
Okay, understood. So I'm going to pay on the 16th, but that means the service is good through the end of August.
Yes, that is correct. You're being paid up for the service that you will be using.
Okay, understood. How do we go about setting up the auto bill pay?
Oh, I'm gonna go ahead and have that turned on for you. And it should reflect on your account. Just give it about 24 hours to show. And I'm
Okay,
gonna
so
see.
you show my bank account information.
Let me just double check. Give me one moment, please. Oh no, there is not an account. You don't have a checking or savings account or a credit card or debit card on file. Would yes, I would
So,
need to go ahead and add that for you.
all right. So the individual, his name is Matt, and I have his cell phone number. I provided this information to him. I vividly remember doing it.
And
And
that's
I have
Matt
my name.
Gillis.
I couldn't tell you his last name, but I can give you his phone number.
Yeah, I do know Matt. Matt is a part of our tech team. I'm not sure as to why he did not add it in. Give me a moment, please.
Because I also sent him an email, excuse me, a text. He said that one of the reps would reach out to me this morning. One of the reps did call me this morning. However, I was in the middle of the meeting, so I could not speak to them. But I didn't understand the significance here of the issue, being that I'm being mischarged for this.
All right, so let me
The other
see.
issue is that Matt spelt my last name incorrectly, and he told me that it would be corrected, and it is not corrected.
All right, give me one moment, please. I'm just trying to locate the information that, since someone had to call you out, I'm just pulling up that information now. So we do need to change your name on the account, spell your name correctly.
So the invoice has my name correctly, but the online account does not.
Oh, okay.
So the first part of my last name, Sussan, it ends with an N as in November. However,
but there's an
online,
X.
Incorrect, and that is a typo.
Okay. All right, give me one moment, please. All right. So I'm going to get this also escalated as well, but do you want to go ahead and add your checking or savings account with me now?
Yes.
All right, give me one moment, please. And I truly do apologize for the miscommunication. I do see where CJ was trying to reach out to you today to get that issue sorted. Give me one moment. And would you be using a checking or savings account?
Checking.
All right, whenever you're ready, you can go ahead with the routing number.
Okay. Routing number 22197936.
All right, and the account number?
Confirm for me what bank comes up.
Hudson Valley Credit Union.
Correct. Okay. Account number. This is for checking. 2356759 02.
Okay. So 2356759 02.
Correct.
All right. And go ahead with the name on the account.
Joshua Sussan Sochten.
Okay. And the last name is SUSSEN-SOECHTING.
Yes.
Okay. And you said that this is a checking account?
Yes.
And do you authorize ACH direct debit payments?
Yes.
All right. All right. So I updated your checking account on file, and I'll also have the auto pay turn on as well. So once I do receive a respond back from the team as it relates to the $10 discount, I'll just give you an update just to let you know that it will show on the next bill, okay? And you'll be getting the $69.99 going forward.
Excellent. I appreciate that. Thank you.
And I'll also send in a request to have the name changed for you on your online account.
Thank you.
No problem. Is there anything else I can assist you with before you go?
That's everything today.
All right. No problem. Well, it's my pleasure assisting you today. Have a great one. And thank you for calling Archstop Fiber.
Yes. Thank you. Bye-bye.